This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the jury has reached their verdict for Derek Chauvin. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
The nation has been anxiously watching and waiting for the jury's decision on whether or not to convict former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with the Memorial Day death of George Floyd. Chauvin was charged with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. After deliberating 10 hours over 2 days, the jury, which was made up of 6 white and 6 black or multiracial members, decided to convict former officer Chauvin on all 3 charges. The city of Minneapolis has seen peaceful protests divulge into riots since the death of George Floyd, which sparked worldwide protests centered on racism and police brutality. And with the April 11th police-involved shooting of Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center, a nearby suburb of Minneapolis, the entire region has been on edge. Concrete barriers and razor wire were erected to protect the courthouse from the emotional crowds outside, and thousands of National Guard troops and law enforcement officers were called upon to keep the peace as the crowd waited for the verdict. Earlier in the day, before the verdict was given, President Joe Biden, who had repeatedly denounced the death of George Floyd, commented that he believes that the case is overwhelming and that he had spoken to George Floyd's family, commenting that he can only imagine the pressure and anxiety they're feeling. The president continued, saying, "They're a good family and they're calling for peace and tranquility no matter what the verdict is. I'm praying the verdict is the right verdict. I think it's overwhelming in my view. I wouldn't say that unless the jury was sequestered now." After the verdict was rendered, Chauvin was led away in handcuffs. He was denied bail while awaiting his sentencing sometime in June. The most serious of his 3 charges could carry a 40-year sentence. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.